Y con eso dicho, ya estamos grabando, hermanos. With that said, we are going ahead. We have begun to record this call. Praise God. Y una vez más, mientras que yo estoy hablando, ¿saben qué? ¿Por qué no oramos ahorita? Yo siento el ungimiento del Espíritu de Dios. I'm feeling that unction of the Holy Ghost. Why don't we just pray, thank God right now. We're going to pray and ask God that He would anoint this service, this devotion tonight. Vamos a pedir que el Señor unge este devoción, este servicio esta noche. ¿Por qué no oramos todos juntos? Señor Jesús, gracias por su ungimiento. Lord Jesus, thank you for your anointing, for your blessing, for your touch. Gracias, Señor, por su dirección, porque queremos ser guiados por usted en todo lo que estamos haciendo. We want to be led of your spirit in everything that we're doing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. En el nombre de Jesús le pedimos. And it is so important to be led of the Spirit. ¿Qué tan importante es ser guiados del Espíritu Santo? Estaba hablando con el Pastor Clark hace unos días. I was talking to Pastor Clark just a few days ago, and this came up. Esto salió en la plática de que tenemos que... Hermanos, hay muchas cosas, muchas situaciones con cual estamos tratando recientemente. There's a lot of situations that we're dealing with recently, and it's easy to just react in the natural. Es muy fácil reaccionar en lo natural, con nuestro lógico, nuestra lógica, como se diga, with our logic, common sense. Oh, but we've got to know how to get into prayer and how to take the mind of Christ to deal with these situations. Tenemos que saber cómo tomar la mente de Cristo para poder tratar con estas situaciones. And we're going to touch on that in just a moment. Vamos a hablar de eso un poquito, en un ratito. Pero primeramente hay que hablar de lo que oímos anoche. We got to talk for a moment about what we heard last night. Pastor Clark preached on muscle memoria. I'm not trying to make a joke there. I actually wrote it down in accident that way when I made my notes here a little while ago. Y cuando escribí mis notas hace un ratito, escribí el mensaje que el Pastor Clark predicó anoche. Muscle memory. How do you, someone help, Brother Miguel, somebody text me. How do you say muscle memory in Spanish? Nuestra muscle memory, that's a good one. Nuestro músculo de memoria, músculo en memoria, nuestra fuerza, memoria muscular. Thank you, Brother Miguel. He saved my neck. Memoria muscular. Thank you. That's right. Muscle memory. Praise God. And what a message that it was. Qué mensaje poderoso oímos de nuestro pastor anoche. And I want to read that verse. Quiero leer este versículo que se encuentra, una vez más, que leyó el pastor. Segundo de Samuel, capítulo 23, 2 Samuel, chapter 23, verse number 10, talking about Eliezer, one of the mighty men of David, hablando de uno de los hombres de valor, fuertes de David. He arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand clave unto the sword. And the Lord wrought a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to spoil, to get all the reward. Este se levantó, Eliezer. Este se levantó y hirió a los filisteos hasta que su mano se cansó y quedó pegada su mano a la espada. Aquel día Jehová dio una gran victoria y se volvió el pueblo en pos de él, tan solo para recoger el botín. So there it is. Y quedó pegada su mano a la espada. And his hand clave unto the sword. And as Pastor Clark preached this message, cuando el Pastor Clark predicó este mensaje, I visualized that. Empecé a visualizar. Could you see it, everybody? A warrior in the field, un soldado en la batalla, en el campo de batalla, y haciendo su debido, doing his task of fighting, of warring, peleando, hasta que se cansó. He got so tired, ready to drop, ya listo para caerse, pero su mano derecha, o su mano, no sé, izquierda, su mano se quedó pegada a la espada, but his hand clave unto the sword. What a visual. Qué visualización cuando pensamos en esto. And what a spiritual application that it is for us. La aplicación espiritual para nosotros, hermanos, aunque nos cansemos, even though we get tired in our fight, everybody, we got to still have that muscle memory. Necesitamos esa memoria muscular, como dijo hermano Miguel, para que aunque nosotros nos cansemos, even though we get tired, nuestros músculos ya están entrenados. Our muscles are already trained and pre-trained to hold on to our weapon of warfare, para agarrarse, detenerse, para quedarse pegado, pegada a ese armamento de batalla. Wow, what a thought. But let's go on. We're going to go on to another reference. We're going to move over to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 in just a moment. But before I do that, hay que seguir hablando de esto. And again, if anybody has any thought, question or any comment on what we're talking about, feel free to text it in. Si alguien tiene un pensamiento, un testimonio, una pregunta de lo que estamos hablando, por favor, mande su texto. Y aquí lo vamos a leer. I'm going to write a little word here that Sister Jessica needs us to remind us about. Okay, vamos a seguir, vamos a seguir. So, I also want to talk about with you the theme that Pastor Clark brought up last night. Quiero hablar de otro tema de cual el pastor habló anoche, and that is the gifts of the Spirit, los regalos, los dones del Espíritu, hermanos. Because Pastor made a great point, and it got a little bit quiet when he brought it up. Se puso medio calladito anoche cuando el pastor lo habló, and that is this. We know how to pray for repentance. We know how to pray for the gifts of the Holy Ghost. Sabemos cómo orar para el arrepentimiento, y sabemos cómo orar para recibir el Espíritu Santo, hermanos. But, when it comes into this new area about the gifts of the Spirit, it gets a little quiet. Do you know what I'm trying to say, everybody? Cuando el pastor empieza a hablar de esta área de los dones, los regalos del Espíritu, se pone un poquito calladito. It's like uncharted territory, everybody. Es como una área que no estamos familiarizados en esta área, hermanos. It's like when you go out in a boat, you go out into the ocean, into the beach. Everyone knows that area that's safe, but it's different when you go out into the deep waters. Es como que alguien saca una lanchita, un barquito, ahí en la playa, ahí por la costa. Y está bien bonito y la agua no está muy honda. Pero cuando uno empieza a salir a mar profundo, hermanos, ahí se cambia la cosa. It becomes different. That's an area that we are not too familiar with. Y nos ponemos un poquito asustados. It kind of puts a little bit of fear in us when we begin to hear this type of thing. Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. No quiero, hermanos, que ignoréis acerca de los dones espirituales. There it is. Paul, the Apostle Paul, introduces chapter 12 with that. I don't want you to be ignorant concerning spiritual gifts. No quiero que ignoréis acerca de los dones espirituales. Let's go all the way down to verse number 7, versículo número 7. Pero a cada uno le es dada la manifestación del Espíritu para provecho. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. Porque a este es dada por el Espíritu palabra de sabiduría. Wisdom. Sabiduría. Oh, how we need wisdom. Sabiduría, especially when we begin to move into this field. Necesitamos esa sabiduría ya que empezamos a movernos en esta área, hermanos, porque si no vamos a pensar con nuestra mente lógica. Because if not, we're going to begin to think with our logical mind. Are you feeling this, everybody? ¿Están entendiendo esto, hermanos? To another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. A otro, palabra de ciencia según el mismo Espíritu. Isn't that something in Spanish? Ciencia, science, the word of science. The word, it's synonymous with the word of knowledge. It's not just our knowledge, everybody. No es nuestro conocimiento, nuestro entendimiento. Es un entendimiento divino. It's a divine knowledge that comes from above, everybody. We need it, especially as we're dealing with everything that we're dealing with right now, as we begin to embark upon these uncharted deep waters. Ahorita que estamos moviéndonos a estas aguas profundas, necesitamos el entendimiento, el conocimiento del Espíritu. I hope you're receiving and feeling what we're talking about, everybody, understanding what we're talking about. Quiero que entiendan lo que estamos hablando. To another faith, the gift of faith, by the same Spirit. A otro fe, el don de la fe, por el mismo Espíritu. To another, the gifts of healing, by the same Spirit. Everyone say healing. Yeah, I felt that, everybody. Y a otro, dones de sanidades por el mismo Espíritu. And you know, just today I spoke to Pastor. Hoy hablé con nuestro pastor. Boy, I'm feeling it. I hope you're receiving this, everybody, as we're reading it. Ahorita que estamos leyendo esto, espero que están recibiendo lo que estamos leyendo, hermanos. ¿Por qué? We need it, everybody. Necesitamos esto. When I spoke to Pastor Clark today, this is what came out. You know, Pastor made it no secret. The other day he talked about his back. His back is hurting because of the suspenders or whatever that stress he's putting on his back. Brother Miguel, send me the translation to the suspenders, Brother Miguel. Resortes de espalda. I don't know how to translate that one. Los suspenders de nuestro pastor estaban causando dolor y estrés en sus músculos y estaba endolorecido por eso. He was in pain. Well, he told us he was driving out to Visalia with Sister Clark for the funeral they're going to be going to, el funeral que van a estar mañana in Visalia. And our poor pastor told me on the phone, Brother Vic, right now as I'm driving, it's rough what I'm dealing with right now. It's his back was burning. Tirantes. Thank you, Brother Miguel. Tirantes. He's probably going to Google. No, Brother Miguel, he's got good Spanish. Hermano Miguel ya tiene un español muy bueno. Pero nuestro pastor me dijo que su espalda le estaba molestando, está doliendo su espalda ahorita. Como que si... Yeah, thank you, mama. What did mama say? Suspenders, tirantes. Yes, but she agreed with Brother Miguel. That's right. But here, let's focus, everybody. Nuestro pastor, su espalda está quemando con dolor. It feels like it's on fire, he said, with his pain he's dealing with. Just driving up. Nomás manejando, está tratando con este dolor. What am I talking about here? Well, as you all know, Brother Rao is dealing with some severe back pain. Nuestro hermano Rao, nuestro querido hermano Rao, está tratando con un dolor serio, fuerte, con su espalda ahorita, y está hasta considerando cirugía. He's even considering surgery, everybody. Let's talk about Brother Stephen Orell, his knee. All of a sudden, a couple weeks ago, started giving him problems. Hace unas dos semanas, el hermano Stephen le empezó a dar su rodilla unos problemas. Ni puede caminar. Estuvo con somebody. Now, Brother Miguel, mom, help me with crutches. Remember, the Vic's just needing help tonight. El hermano Stephen Orell estaba ahí con esas, con crutches, con para ayudarle a caminar. Su pierna, su rodilla. Did you catch that, everybody? That's a lot of our leadership. Es mucho de nuestro liderazgo que está ahorita batallando con dolor, con enfermedad, and dealing with pain, with infirmity, with suffering. But the list goes on and on, everybody. We know about Sister Ponce, who's been dealing with chronic issues for years now, more than 2 years, maybe going on 3 years. Sister Lavinant, in just almost the same amount of time. Sister Alina, as young as she is, she's been dealing with things for about a year, I think, now. Nuestra hermana Ponce ya tiene más de dos, tres años tratando con dolor y con enfermedad. La hermana Lavinant, más de un año o dos también. Y nuestra hermana Alina, que tan joven que es, y está tratando con algo ya como por casi un año, yo creo. And there's more, but there's Israel. Hermano Israel está tratando con situaciones difíciles. Y él me llamó la semana pasada, last week I spoke to Brother Israel. And he told me, he was honest, Brother Vic, I'm dealing with stuff right now. It's not easy. It's painful and suffering. Can't sleep well. No puedo dormir bien. Estoy tratando con muchas situaciones difíciles. Everybody, I can go on and on and on. Puedo hablar de muchos más casos. It is no accident. Esto no es un accidente. Sister Sprinkle testified last Sunday, this has been an attack. La hermana Sprinkle nos dijo en su testimonio la semana pasada, estamos bajo ataque, hermanos. Estamos bajo ataque. Es como una batalla espiritual. It's a spiritual warfare that we're in. And that's precisely why we need the gifts of the Spirit. Y es precisamente porque necesitamos estos dones, estos regalos del Espíritu. We can't do it with just our own strength, our own spirit, our own faith. No podemos hacer esto y pelear esta batalla solamente con nuestra fe, hermanos. Pero vamos a necesitar la ayuda de Dios. We're going to need the help of God. Let's read verse 10. To another, the working of miracles. A otro, el hacer milagros. Boy, let's just read that again. To another, do you notice how it keeps saying to another, to another, to another? A uno, a otro, a uno, a otro. Everybody, that's talking about you and I. Esto está hablando de usted, hermanos, y de mí. Por eso nuestro pastor está predicando de esto. That's why our pastor's preaching this to us, everybody. We understand that preaching serves a purpose. La predicación es para un propósito muy importante. Because when you preach, you're preaching faith. You're preaching faith out and vision to the people. Nuestro pastor está predicando fe y visión a nuestra gente. And that's why he's preaching this. Now, he's preaching about the gifts. Él está predicando de los dones, de los regalos del Espíritu. And it's beginning to take root. Can you feel it? Está empezando a tomar raíz en nosotros. ¿Pueden sentirlo, hermanos? You understand what I'm saying right now? Pastor Clark has been doing this for a few weeks now, have you noticed? El Pastor Clark ya tiene unas semanas hablando de estas cosas. No nomás lo predico una vez y, ay, qué bonito sonó. He didn't just preach it one time and, oh, what a wonderful message. No, there's something that he's doing. The Lord is doing something through our pastor. El Señor está haciendo algo grande por medio de nuestro pastor, hermanos. It's for a reason, para un propósito, hermanos. God is trying to implant the seed of the gifts of the Spirit into us. El Señor está tratando de enterrar esta semilla para los dones, los regalos del Espíritu en nosotros. I am feeling this tonight, everybody. I hope you're feeling this. Espero que lo están sintiendo esta noche, hermanos. God wants us to have the gifts of the Spirit in full operation. El Señor quiere que tengamos estos regalos, estos dones del Espíritu. ¡Aleluya! En operación, hermanos. ¡Aleluya! I hope you're feeling this tonight. I'm not talking just emotion. I hope you're feeling this in your spirit, everybody. Espero que están sintiendo esto lo que estamos hablando, hermanos. Because this is what God wants. Let's read it again. To another. That's to you, Brother Miguel, Sister Elisa, Sister Alina, Brother Felipe, who I hope is on the line. A nuestros hermanos, enfermos, hermana Pons. And isn't that something? Those that are sick, that are dealing with situations. Esos que están aquí, Yarabocu, Yarabashata, que están enfermos, tratando con cosas fuertes y grandes en su vida. Could it be that the Lord is preparing you to implant a gift? I believe that. Es posible que el Señor está preparando a algunos de ustedes que están tratando con cosas serias y fuertes, porque el Señor está preparándolos para depositar un regalo, un don. Those of you that have been suffering, you've been suffering for a long time. Ooh, I could see the Lord beginning to implant a seed of faith, the gift of healing, the gift of prophecy in those of you that have been dealing with some serious issues. He's been doing this in preparation to prepare you to be able to receive that gift. El Señor pues está preparando ustedes que están enfermos por mucho tiempo en preparación para que Él pueda depositar ese regalo de la fe, ese don de la sanidad, ese don de la profecía en ustedes. Everybody, I hope you're seeing this. One more time, to another, the working of miracles. A otro, el hacer milagros. To another, prophecy. A otro, profecía. To another, discerning of spirits. A otro, discernimiento. A otro, discernimiento de espíritus. To another, diverse kinds of tongues. Diversos géneros de lenguas. To another, the interpretation of tongues. Y a otro, interpretación de lenguas. We already had that, everybody. Did you see that the other night? Some of our ladies gave a message in tongues, and the other one gave the interpretation. El otro día, una de nuestras mujeres dio el mensaje en lenguas, y la otra mujer dio la interpretación del mensaje. But let's go back to this one, everybody. To another, discerning of spirits. A otro, discernimiento de espíritus. How important this is, everybody, as we move into this field, into this area. Or ya que estamos moviéndonos a esta área, hermanos. Hallelujah. We're going to need to be able to discern, to distinguish, to be able to discern. Vamos a tener que poder distinguir y de tener ese discernimiento. Because sometimes it feels good, right? Everybody, it feels right. But wait a minute, is that of God? Posiblemente se pueda sentir algo bonito, algo bueno, pero ¿es del Señor? Do you see what I'm saying? Or is it the right time? ¿Es el tiempo apropiado para esa cosa? As we begin to move into this field, the enemy is not going to sit back. Cuando empezamos a mover en este realmo, hermanos, el enemigo no se va a quedar sentado en sus manos. No, he's going to be working overtime, double time, triple time. El enemigo va a empezar a trabajar doble, lo triple de lo que ha trabajado, because he doesn't want us to have this, everybody. Él no quiere que tengamos esto. Boy, I hope you're hearing and feeling and receiving this. Espero que están recibiendo, escuchando, recibiendo lo que le estoy diciendo a ustedes, hermanos. The Lord wants us to have the gifts of the Spirit. El Señor quiere que tengamos estos dones, estos regalos del Espíritu, hermanos. Hallelujah. Let me read my notes here. Oh, we got some messages here. Everybody said, yes, yes. We got some messages. Amen. We got several people that are responding. If you have a message or a comment, feel free. Si quieren mandar un mensaje, manden ese mensaje. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And this is the other thought. I got about 5 minutes left. Nos queda como 5 minutos, hermanos. And this is the thought that I want to impart with everybody. You know how we're in the holiday season? Ya estamos en el tiempo de fiesta, fiesta, ¿cómo se dice fiesta? De los de las navidades y tiempos navideños y Día de Gracia. It's easy to kind of get caught up with all the festivities, isn't it? Es fácil que nuestras mentes nos capturemos en tantas otras cosas que están pasando ahorita. And it's, you know, rightfully so. Familia, family, things. There's a lot of eating going on. Estamos comiendo todos y estamos celebrando. We're celebrating. There's nothing wrong with that, everybody. No hay nada mal con ello. But have you heard our Pastor Clark, our parents? Our Pastor Clark made mention in the last couple of years, el Pastor Clark lo ha dicho en los últimos años, that he's not too thrilled with this season of the year, at the end of the year. Él no está muy emocionado con este tiempo de fiestas al fin del año. Why? ¿Por qué? Because he knows how people can kind of just fall back and just relax and not stay focused. Él sabe que la gente se puede como caer, no caer en el pecado, pero se empieza a relajarse en su mente y empieza a perder el enfoque, hermanos. What am I trying to say? We need to keep our mind focused, everybody. Necesitamos mantener nuestras mentes enfocadas en lo importante. In what? In what we just finished talking about in the last 10 minutes. Necesitamos mantener nuestras mentes enfocadas en las cosas de lo cual acabamos de estar hablando ahorita, los últimos minutos, hermanos. Let's stay focused. Lord, give us the gifts of the Spirit. Señor, estamos celebrando las Navidades, pero yo quiero el don de la fe. Yo quiero el don, el regalo de la sanidad. Lord, I know we're in the holiday season, we're Christmas time and all that, but Lord, I want to stay focused. Lord, I want the gift of faith. Lord, I want the gift of healing. Lord, I want the gift of prophecy. Lord, I want the gift of discerning of spirits. Boy, I'm trying to motivate somebody. I want to help somebody. Quiero ayudarle a alguien. Quiero motivar a alguien, hermanos. You've been wanting this. You know who you are. Usted ha querido esto. Usted sabe quién usted estoy hablando ahorita. You know you want it. You know you want it. Usted sabe que usted lo quiere. Don't stop asking for it. Don't stop fighting for it. No pare de pedir por ello. No pare de clamar por ello. I'm going to be open with you a little bit here. I'm not going to go into full detail. Me voy a abrir un poquito con ustedes. No voy a hablar de mucho detalle en esto. But this is something that I've been praying for a while now. Es algo que yo tengo tiempo orando por esto de cierta manera, urgentemente, in a certain manner. I've been doing it urgently. Lord, come on. You know I want this, Lord. Señor Jesús, por favor, usted sabe que yo quiero esto. But not just for me, no nomás para mí, pero para todos ustedes, but for all of you, everybody. It's for all of us, remember, to another, to you, sister, to you, brother, para uno, para otro, para usted, hermano, let's stay focused during this time. All right, I got about a couple minutes left. Me queda dos minutos. Última cosa. Sister Jessica is going to be working on her net evangelism report. Are you proud of what she's doing? Aren't you happy with what Sister Jessica, you know that net evangelism report that's on the vestibule table as you walk into the church? She puts that together. Hermana Jessica pone ese reportaje, ese reporte de la red, the net, about what's going on in evangelism, del evangelismo, allí en la entrada de la iglesia. Well, she's going to be putting some testimonies together. Those of you who have a testimony, a burning testimony, something great that's been happening, let Sister Jessica know, text her, call her, because she's going to be putting it in by this Saturday. El que tenga un reporte, un testimonio poderoso, que algo grande que ha pasado en su vida recientemente, mándele un texto, una llamada a la hermana Jessica para este sábado, porque ella va a estar poniendo ese reporte en la red de reporte de evangelismo este sábado. Praise God, everybody. Gloria a Dios. With that said, everybody, we're going to be closing up. Ya estamos terminando, pero I want to remind everybody, we will be having our evangelism street service this Saturday. Vamos a tener nuestro evangelismo de la calle, en la calle, este sábado a las 11 de la mañana. Great things have been happening every time we go out there. Cosas grandes están pasando cada vez que salimos. We're testifying, we're preaching, we're singing, estamos testificando, predicando, y estamos cantando ahí en la esquina. And God is blessing us for it. El Señor nos está bendiciendo por ello, hermanos. There and elsewhere. El Señor nos está bendiciendo allí y también en otros lugares. Sometimes He'll bless us there, or we'll see the blessing of God, the results somewhere else, with another soul that comes into church from another avenue. El Señor nos está bendiciendo allí, o a veces el Señor nos bendice por de otra manera, cuando una nueva persona entra a la iglesia por otra avenida, por otra persona. You understand what I'm saying? Let's continue to bind together. Hay que seguir juntarnos y trabajar juntos en lo que estamos haciendo. I hope you felt what we talked about tonight. I hope you received it. Espero que recibió lo que hablamos esta noche, hermanos. Con eso dicho, que Dios me los bendiga a todos en el nombre de Jesús. God bless all of you in the name of Jesus. And with that said, we're going to dismiss everybody. Los vamos a ver todos este sábado. We'll see everybody on Saturday morning. God bless all of you. In Jesus' name. Dios me los bendiga a todos en el nombre de Jesús. Amén. Y amén. Don't mind me. I'm trying to figure out how to close this thing out because it's new. And so I'll be here for a little bit. So God bless all of you. Dios los bendiga. How do I turn it off? Gloria a Dios. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All right, we're still trying, everybody. Estamos tratando de a terminar esta llamada. I can't turn it off. All right, this is great. Okay, let's see. I think I know. Is that right? Stop recording.